Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've got a question that came in which says, please give advice for verbally and mentally abusive parents that weaponize religion to justify their endless needs and demands. The first thing I want to say about this is truly this has become a problem in a lot of societies and communities that I continue to hear about. And the first advice I want to address is towards the parents. My dear brothers and sisters, we are all parents, I'm like you. And the advice that I'd like to give to the parents, first of all, is that obviously our children are a trust which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And therefore we are to nurture them and to raise them and help them to know right from wrong. And if we don't role model this, then our children will grow up with all sorts of problems mentally, religiously, and some of them, aliyadu billah, even physically. So they are a responsibility which Allah is going to question us about. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, never abused or spoke badly to any of his children or any child whatsoever. He had a young boy who was 10 years old who wanted to serve the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he served him for 10 years. His name was Anas ibn Malik, was an orphan as well. His mother brought him to help the Prophet ﷺ and travel with him and so on. And this, and he says, Wallahi, I never heard from the Prophet, peace be upon him, a single hurtful word from him, even the question of why didn't you do this? So if I had missed out something that he has asked me to do and I didn't do it, or I forgot, or I became a little bit careless, he would never even ask me, why didn't you do that? But rather he would always be smiling, or he would just remind me, and that's about it. The Prophet, peace be upon him, never abused any child. And in fact, he used to warn parents from doing so. In fact, he used to warn them from even harming them physically. And he says that harming a child physically, verbally, or even mentally and emotionally is forbidden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us about it. My brothers and sisters, sometimes parents can get ahead of themselves, and sometimes some parents are controlling. Some parents, they fear that their children might do something wrong, so they jump to conclusions, they jump to assumptions. And these are based on fears perhaps from their own childhood and how they were raised in their childhood. And what we need to do is we need to break this cycle. My brothers and sisters, remember that as your children get older, they have to have more of their autonomy and independence bit by bit. And letting go a little bit will be healthier for them. Most importantly is role modeling what you do and what you say, because they're going to copy you. Children may not obey us all the time, but they never fail to imitate us. So abusing children and having this extra control over them, especially their private affairs, and to use religious texts for our own benefits is not only forbidden, but could also border on shirk, which means making partners with Allah, to use Allah's verses for our own whims and desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did warn about the people before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran. The children of Israel says, اشتروا بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا. They used to buy with the verses of Allah little simple cheap gain. And sometimes in another verse Allah says that they use them for their hawa. Their hawa means their desires. So brothers and sisters, we've got to be very careful in how we use the verses of the Quran when it comes to us. If we're going to use verses to remind our children or hadiths that benefit us in our rights, we must also use the hadiths and obey the verses which talk about our duties towards them. So this is one thing that I wanted to emphasize. Secondly, from our young brothers and sisters, the children, look, with your parents, unfortunately, we cannot change behaviors of other people. And our parents have more of an authority over us in the sense that they are our parents naturally. So you can control your behavior and what you say to them, although you cannot control their behavior. So don't focus on their behavior and changing how they say it, but change how you behave. Of course, there are some parents who go to the point of violence, and some people ask me, can I distance myself a little bit? Can I minimize my presence with my parents if I'm constantly receiving abuse from them? And the answer is yes. Even with parents, a person can distance themselves, although not cut the relationship off completely. Remember, parents are a little bit different to the rest of our relatives, such as the siblings and so on. So with our parents, we try to keep ourselves at a distance where we're safe and good, and we have to try and tolerate and be patient with the words that they say to us. Of course, as we get older and become more mature and adults, we become a bit stronger in what to filter away from their words. If we are in danger, of course, Islam does does not command you to stay in the face of danger. You're allowed to move away and protect yourself. But in general, most parents, they want the best for their children, and sometimes they can get ahead of themselves. And look, there's nothing wrong with drawing boundaries if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that right. So if your parents say to you something using religious text which you feel it's not right or not just, go to some scholars or sheikhs and ask a knowledgeable person about your rights and whether this verse can be applied to you. Because sometimes we don't realize that a right of a parent is actually a right of a parent that they claim through verses is actually not their right. However, it could be misinterpreted or placed in the wrong place, or sometimes based on culture or customs or something that they have heard ignorantly. So there are so many things. If I were to tell you how many times I have found that certain parents calling something their right when actually in actual fact in Islam is not their right, certain privacies that the child is entitled to where they thought that they have a right to it, it's not their right. So brothers and sisters, this world does require patience, and I hope inshallah that I've given you some guidelines. At the end of the day, as you get older and you get stronger, your parents will get more frail and weaker. And you know what? We make dua for them. Make dua for them in your prayer, in your sujood. Oh Allah, guide them. Oh Allah, forgive them. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps to for their hearts to be fixed and righteous, then your life inshallah will be better. But what is important for you is to break that cycle with your own children and learn the sunnah and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best of your ability. I hope inshallah this can give you some enlightenment and some guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease your affairs. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.